You are tuning in to Gordon Gigi's Audible Journal. Please stand by.
Is virtue its own reward? Reflections on the real price and value of kindness. Part 1.
Hi, it's Gordon here. I hope you're doing fine. Today I wanted to share with you some personal thoughts and feelings about a past experience that I had as a child and which I am reminded of every year around June. I'm doing this recording not because I want to really, but because I feel that I must. It's about a prize called the Prize for Kindness. And as a person who has gone through an experience, a story which we'll be talking about in a few minutes, I think that I feel at least that this prize for kindness is something of the past and that we should rethink it completely because it contradicts what we value today or at least what we ought to value. I'm also recording this because I know how this experience has affected me in my childhood especially, and I don't want other children who are affected by this surprise to go through the same experience I've been through. First of all, it's appropriate to start with a disclaimer because I know that the prize for kindness which I'm going to talk about today is a prize organized by the Peace Lab, which is an organization which promotes values that I also believe in, such as that of peace, dialogue and friendship. So I don't want this talk, this recording to be interpreted to be a condemnation of the organization itself. And I also understand that the prize I'm going to talk about again has gained a lot of national support. Even lately, the president said that this should be a prize that is a national prize awarded at a national level, which currently it isn't. And after that declaration, I feel that I can't really remain silent and leave things as they are, even if my recording will be probably forgotten or that the prize will go on and on. But all the same, I feel that as a disabled person and as a child, a boy who has gone through this experience, it's my duty to talk about the implications this prize may have on the lives of what are, after all, children. So I would wish to make that clear, that what I'll be saying today is my own personal opinion and personal feelings, because I've been through it. Now it's appropriate for me to provide you with some background for the benefit of listeners from Malta who haven't heard of this prize, which is largely improbable, but also to you who are listening to this episode from abroad. As I said, this prize is awarded by the Peace Lab, an organization that promotes peace and friendship and dialogue across the world. And it has started a few years ago the initiative of awarding a prize for a child. It has been a child, to my knowledge so far, that has shown exemplary generosity, solidarity to people, to other children. Again, it's always children, if I'm not mistaken, and it awards this prize for someone who is helping their friend, which, to my knowledge again, always happened to be a disabled child, which, according to the definition of the Peace Lab, becomes the person who is, quote-unquote, less fortunate. I'll tell you a bit about my experience now. When I was about 10 years old, I remember being in front of the television, following the news at 8 o'clock, as our family usually did at that time. And we were watching the news, and when I was listening to a news item once, I heard the name of one of my best friends being mentioned, and obviously I focused my attention on what was being said and on the images that were being displayed on the screen. And at first I understood that he was being awarded a prize called the Prize for Kindness. And at that point, the first feeling I had was a bit of envy, I admit. So why was he being awarded such a prize? I mean, at the same time, I felt happy for him. But when I started listening and understanding carefully what was being said, I began to realize that this prize for kindness, or in Maltese it's also called Il Premio Tatibia, which is closer to the English translation, and also I've heard it being referred to as the Premio Alta Dep or Premio Giovanni Tiltawashrin, because this prize is awarded to the person, the child, normally, at least that's my impression, who has a golden heart. And the prize is given to honor the late Pope John 23rd as well, so the good Pope, the kind Pope. And while I started realizing this and what they were saying about me, really, I felt a bit upset and rather angry, rather let down, rather... There were many feelings going through my mind at that time, and I couldn't really think straight, and there was a lot of noise in my mind. Should I be happy? Should I be angry? Should it be a matter of being envious? Was I being unkind to my friend for not being that happy for him? Because let's face it, it was hurtful to hear people who, broadcasters who didn't know who I was, describe me as that dependent, poor, handicapped. It was a word used a lot, and I felt that I was being described as one-dimensional, that all I was as a person suddenly was in a way of no value, and that the fact that I couldn't walk properly at the time seemed to be have overtaken everything else, seemed to be, at least for the broadcasters, to be everything about me. This is the end of the first part of the series, but as it's a two-part series, I hope to post the second part shortly. So please check out my Audioboo feed, or if you're subscribed to on iTunes, the next part should appear. I hope you enjoyed, and feel free to send me your comments and feedback on what you have heard so far. That's bye from me. If you enjoyed this episode, please visit the Audioboo page at audioboo.fm/GordonGD, and you can find more episodes I recorded, and you can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. I hope you enjoyed, and hope you will join me again in other episodes. Bye for now.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started. Thank you.